I'd like to take us back to that morning when Mary and Elizabeth meet. Because as a bystander, I can just imagine the event. John the Baptist in the womb, Jesus Christ in the womb, greeting one another with joy, with grace, with power. On some level, both of them understanding what was taking place. The power of the Spirit just enlightening the space around these two mothers who've been called, set aside to be special in God's plan. The power must have been overwhelming. So what I'd like you to do for a minute is think about something in your life that was just astonishing to you, an event that you witnessed, something that you experienced, where you could somehow, in all of the mess and mix and energy, feel the Holy Spirit. I know I've experienced it. Because the truth is, for me, the Holy Spirit operates as the love that exists between Father and Son. Father and Son forever and ever, that love forever and ever. And just as grace enfolds us, so does God's love always enfold us, always come to us when we are most in need, enlightening us, lifting us up, energizing us. How many times in our lives have we really been on fire with the Spirit for whatever reason? Sometimes it comes out of nowhere. We hear a gospel passage or we read something from the Scriptures and it speaks to us and our hearts just light up and we feel God inside awake and saying to us, do this. Follow me. Engage. Say this. Be this. As these two mothers were. Elizabeth. Mary. You know, Zechariah and Joseph don't get a whole lot of energy around this, but they too had been called and engaged by God's love to care for these women, to care for these children. We are not so far away from these events. We too have within us the presence of Jesus Christ. We too have within us the presence of God's love in the Holy Spirit. And the challenge that we face every day is to somehow let that out and engage the world around us, to drive us, to empower us. And there are days when it's easier than others. There are days when we are so burdened down by just getting through the day that finding the Spirit is a real challenge. And so, occasionally, they toss in, let's have a holy day of obligation. So people come to the community, come to the table, and think about God. Think about Jesus Christ in the womb. Think about John the Baptist, the last great prophet of the Jewish Testament, and the only prophet in the New. Starting the path, making it straight. He's coming. He's coming. He's here. He's here. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here in our hearts and soon on the altar. He's here. And so we have to be ready, we have to be prepared, we have to open our hearts with God's love so that we can accept him and allow him a place to be, allow him a place to grow and nurture through God's love and through our own, because we too are called to love with everything we are and everything we can be. And we're reminded of that on days like today, where we're called to stop, take a deep breath, come to the community of faith that we are and come to the table. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. He has looked upon his lowly servant. You and you and you and you and I and the deacon. You're welcome. I don't want to exclude you. We are all part of it. We stand in that line. We stand fulfilled, open, and in love, and loved by the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.